Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome, and you are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. This is part 23. I'm Kerry Lutz, and as the name implies, we are helping you combat identity theft whenever and wherever it might occur, and it's becoming more and more prevalent throughout our society. Still the fastest growing crime that the FBI is tracking, and you need to start taking steps, if you haven't already, to avoid becoming a victim. Or if you do become a victim, heaven forbid, to at least be able to recover quickly. And that's why Heather Wagenhals is with us now, from a fellow radio person who is very up on it. Heather, you're actually certified in identity theft, aren't you? And by the way, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you and chit-chat about one of the, not my favorite topic, but clearly one that I've become quite the expert in, and that's identity theft. And it's becoming a growing problem for us. And that's why I became certified in it, because my husband and I have both over the years been victims of identity theft. For me, the first time it started, I was 24, and I used to be required to sign in with my name and social security number.
So you were 24 the first time you fell victim to identity theft, huh?
Yes. And that was a couple decades ago.
it was just yesterday. Just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it was. You know, and I had warrants out for my arrest in California for check fraud.
Really?
Because of this particular girl.
Oh,
yeah. So, you know, I mean, that was just one thing. And then my husband had somebody defraud him at the IRS. And then there's always this stuff on your credit report. And I said, you know what? There's got to be a better way. You know, and I spent so much time in mortgages repairing people's credit for things that weren't theirs, you know, and you had to fix it, because otherwise, I mean, that changed the amount of money they had to pay every month in interest, you know.
Sure.
And it's the law is good. I don't want to question the law, because you know me, I'm not a big government fan. But so the law says that it's up to us to make sure that the information is accurate. The places where our credit is stored are called repositories, and so you think of them as just a file cabinet. Nobody's guaranteeing the accuracy. It's just information put in this file cabinet and then taken out. And you, as the individual, are required to make sure it's accurate. And every time there's a data breach, oh my gosh, it just makes it so much worse and so much harder to protect and defend yourself.
Yeah, well, sure. And that's why our sponsor, keepmyid.org, is so big on doing the credit freezes and fraud alerts. Unlike all the other monitoring services, somebody tries to open up the account in your name, you know it right away. Plus, they've got a number of tools. So if you've got somebody who did criminal identity theft, where they said they were you when they committed a crime, and you get arrested, attorneys on staff to come to your aid immediately, all sorts of tools and assistance that they provide to you personally to help get you out of the mess that identity theft can cause. And God forbid, you're driving along minding your own business, you get pulled over by the cops, they arrest you for a crime that somebody else committed. Unreal.
Oh, I know. And I think back to that movie. I finally got to watch that movie, Identity Thief. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but
it's got Jason Bateman and that new up-and-coming redheaded comedian chick, the heavyset girl. And they're just so funny, but it's totally true. Like, this guy had like a girly sounding name, and she just assumed his identity, just went on a spree, and it was affecting his business.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people pull credit these days, you know. And I have to mention that, you know, I'm super grateful, because keepmyid.org came on as a sponsor to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And our previous identity theft sponsor was so reactive in what they did. They let you know if somebody had checked your credit, or if somebody opened up a new account, or if it was always reactive. And that's the one thing that keepmyid.org does so well for my listeners, is that it prevents it, because it doesn't even allow the social security number to have a credit report available because it's frozen.
Yeah, exactly. So it really is a case of an ounce of prevention being worth a pound of cure, literally. And, mm-hmm. you know, But getting back to it, so you and your husband both been victims of identity theft. And so you hear about these breaches, like a couple of the latest ones, this medical insurance company just got breached in the past few days, right?
Right. So Blue Cross is getting such a bad rap. So we remember the Anthem scare towards the beginning of the year. Now, Excellus, a health insurance company based in New York, said that cyber attackers could have exposed the records of up to 10.5 million people. And their investigation said that the initial attack dates back to December of 2013. Okay, now we have to think about, what have I been doing for the past 2 years? Because we're here almost at the end of the year again. So what have I been doing for the past 2 years with my health claims? And how do I know if my stuff was breached? You know, they said that the company Excellus says that they've begun to notify the affected individuals, and they're offering 2 years of identity theft protection. And they've also created a call center for those individuals. But, you know, we were the ones that really broke the story. We haven't seen anything on the internet about Excellus. And when you call them, you can talk to them about it, but they really don't have anything on their website talking about it, you know, so they're trying to keep it hush hush. And it's kind of, it is working, because we're the only ones that broke the story.
Yeah, well, damage control, they've got a whole staff of PR people that that specialize in keeping this under wraps. And usually it's very hard to do, but sometimes when they're not that big, they can pull this stuff off.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what they're doing.
So what we need to know with regard to this breach is that the names, their dates of birth, and their social security numbers, mailing addresses, and telephone numbers were potentially breached. Now, if you haven't received a call from Excellus, or if it's been a while since you've updated your information with your health insurance company, you know, people move. I mean, I moved a year ago, and there's still, I'm finding forwarded mail still coming, going, oh, I forgot to change that account information.
I know, yeah.
There's a phone number that they have toll free that's available, and it's 1-877-589-3331. That's 877-589-3331. If you think that you might have been affected by this and you want to call to find out if you haven't heard anything or received any mail, you can call Excellus directly at that phone number to find out. But there's steps that we can take to kind of help prevent ourselves from getting things like that. You know, we've talked about this before in previous interviews. Change all your passwords. Make sure that those passwords are really strong. You know, I learned from my brother who's in the military that when they create passwords, they try to do a 16-character or more password. It has to have a minimum of 2 capital letters, 2 numbers, and 2 symbols. So that's like a plus sign, a hash, a dollar sign, some sort of symbol in their password, and they make sure that they don't, that it can't say anything or spell anything. And if you do that when you create your passwords with the military grade technique, you can, it takes about 10,000 years to crack that code.
Yeah, I know. It's
that will help you. You know, so your problem then becomes not that it gets breached, but that you leave it laying around somewhere, or you don't have it secure enough so somebody else can get it. And you want to start going through all of your financial statements with a fine-tooth comb. And if you're concerned that claims have been made, because, you know, people have died from identity theft when it comes to medical identity theft. So if the idea isn't just to become you and to just take your social and stuff and go out and get credit in your name, but it actually claim medical benefits, because we know how fabulous Obamacare is not working. So if somebody needs health care, they could be using your information to make claims on your insurance. And this one gentleman had an allergic reaction and died because of what was contained in his medical information bureau that was accessed, and the treatment killed him. So so it's really critical that you find out what other health insurance companies know about you. And you can do that at MIB.com. And they have a way, and there's just in the middle of the website, there's a big thing to request your file. It's like a credit report on your health insurance. And you click to get started, and you can go through and see what other people are seeing about you from the health thing. Because this affects your health risk. You know, it's how they determine based on the types of claims that you've made in the past and any type of past medical history or family medical history. This is how they create and assess the risk to determine what your premiums are.
Interesting.
So,
yeah, so
you want to make sure that that information is accurate. So with the medical, you know, identity theft, we need to make sure that it's not just our credit that we're protecting, but our medical information that we're making is sure is secure as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. That could be deadly, literally. Mm-hmm. And if you don't look out for it, I don't think the government's looking out for it to make sure it doesn't happen to you, right?
Correct. You know, because like while they try to give us those warm fuzzies that we're here to help, you know, President Reagan said it best. Those are some of the scariest words.
Yes.
It's, hi, we're the government. We're here to help. No, I don't think so. So, you know, we want to remain calm to all of this because getting all worked up about it isn't going to help. So we just want to remain calm and we want to make sure that our credit is on lockdown. And we also, unless you're directly accessing medical benefits like Medicare, Medicaid, anything that requires your social security number, use it. But if you are not, ask the company or your insurer to provide a unique identifier. Most of the time, it can be your policy number, so they don't need to have your social. You need to be real hoarding of that information because once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
And they're real reticent to help you or change your number because then they got to move benefits over and all sorts of stuff. And so the Social Security Administration is not really hip on helping you fix your credit.
No.
That's not their scope.
No, in rare circumstances, and I haven't heard anybody having it lately, they will assign you a new social security number, but that is an absolute last resort. That I it's been years since I heard somebody getting a new social security number.
The only time we were able to, when I had a credit repair company, was in the case of this minor, and he had just turned 18 and he was helping his mom buy a house. And of course, parents have your social security number. And I know that my mother had used my social security number and my brother's inappropriately as well. And the dad had like 15 years of credit history. And so in this case, the exception was, yeah, well, you know, minors can't apply legally for credit because they can't enter into contracts. You know, they're voidable. So because of that, we were able to implore the Social Security office and we brought in all this proof and all this stuff, all these reports filed and everything. And we were able to get this kid assigned a new social security number, but that's the only time I've ever been able to do it.
It's so rare. It's so rare.
Mm-hmm.
When you're multiple incident victim, that's when I've heard it being done where they absolutely can't stop the person from using your credit, from stealing your identity. And it keeps on recurring. That's the only time I've heard of it happening. So these are the things you really need to be aware of to make sure that you're not a victim. First thing is don't monitor, prevent, and can't emphasize that enough. You need to actually take the affirmative step of either putting a credit, a fraud alert on your credit report or freeze it altogether. And that way,
yeah. The freezing is the deal because the when you put those alerts on, you know, I mean, sometimes people, you know, are disingenuous and they'll just put those fraud alerts on if they have bad credit. They think it's a strategy. But what happens is it zeroes out your credit score. It causes an error, you know, so you don't get an accurate score anyway. So the fraud alerts don't help you, you know, because it'll only stop new credit from occurring, like where people will have to call you. But still, you know, you shouldn't be applying for credit every day. I mean, even the most high-profile individuals are not applying for credit every day. You know, I buy and sell property all the time. Sometimes I use financial instruments, but I know when I'm going to do that, you know, so I don't need to have my credit always available. That's why lockdown makes so much sense, is because you know when you're going to go shopping for a car or house and you could unfreeze it then.
Right.
Because, you know, people have this misnomer about credit scores, too. A credit score only exists for that moment in time that somebody pulls her credit, and then it vaporizes. You know, it was really funny, those commercials where the girl had her score tattooed on her arm. You know, by the time the ink was dry, that score was already gone, because it's a statistical calculation. And what it does is it compares everything in your credit profile to other people with similar credit experiences. And then it comes up with this statistical formula that they process to calculate your thing. So it's identifying the risk involved. And so, like, when somebody says, oh, well, I can raise your credit score 50 points, or if you get an inquiry at 7 points, it dings you, you got to run from those people, because they don't even know what they're talking about. There's no way a statistical formula that changes can give you a specific point value on anything. And so it's all for the birds. You know, I was trained by the credit bureaus. You know, I went through all the classes at Experian and TransUnion when we were working in mortgages, because that's when credit scoring first, like at the turn of the century, when they started to use credit scoring more and more.
I've personally looked probably at 200 plus thousand credit reports in the past 30 plus years, since I was 19 when they go back to TRW. And
TRW, good old
TRW. And before you know, it makes as much sense to get your credit score tattooed as it does to get your latest girlfriend or boyfriend tattooed, because it has the potential to last as long as that romance, Heather. Exactly. I love Janie. Oops, not so much anymore. Exactly. Time to get it removed. And, you got like 18 exes there with different girlfriends. No, not advisable. And like you said, it's a fluid number. It really goes with how much credit you do for a particular month, how much you've used, inquiries, any late payments, God forbid. Don't do late payment. Send the absolute minimum to avoid that. But it's not a static number. It's a fluid number, and that's what you always got to remember there with your score as far as that goes. So
and the best thing about those credit freezes is it stops impulsive credit behavior, because you can't, because it's not going to generate a score. It's going to throw out an invalid response. And so that will stop you from impulse purchases, which, could be a good thing for some people. You know, just 6 months, the same as cash. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you're never going to pay it off in 6 months. It's human behavior.
Good idea. Yeah. Not so much. But, you need to be aware of this, because, like we said, fastest growing crime out there. I mean, at this point, we're running out of potential victims for identity theft, Heather, with the breaches, the way they're going, Chinese government setting up Facebook for government employees so they can track you all. If you work for the government, yet another reason you should consider finding employment elsewhere. This is bad here. This is real bad. And it is an epidemic. But the good news is that if you are proactive and you make the right moves and you do the right things, it can be avoided.
Right. And here's the key. This is nothing new, this credit free thing. We've been able to do this for years. But here's the problem. You can sit down and write the letters and take care of this stuff and make sure. I mean, human behavior, and this is, what we do at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, is we deal with the human behavior side of money management and our brain-based financial literacy. And we know we're not going to do it. So it makes sense to make the investment to have a company that will do it on behalf of us, that has attorneys. I hate to sound like a commercial, but, I mean, that's one of the greatest things about keepmyid.org.
They got attorneys.
That's why I love them so much. It's because they take that element of human behavior called laziness and
out of the equation. Yeah. Yeah. It's just so important to do. And it's so simple to do. But like you say, you're not going to do it. So hire somebody that will do it for you? How many things do you spend money on just to save time? It's a big time saver, but plus you get the $1 million worth of coverage and staff, investigators, former and current law enforcement people who can make the right calls and help facilitate a favorable outcome. And talking about favorable outcomes here, Heather, so your show, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, what are you telling people in a zero interest rate environment right now, where to put their money?
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of real estate because it's a tangible asset, you know, and people have to have a place to live. And not everybody has managed their credit effectively to become a homeowner, or some people are just, they will never become homeowners. Yeah. And so rental real estate always has a value regardless of what the market is doing. And I am a big proponent of cash flow, not just what is my rate of return, but what is my cash flow on this? And unless your stocks are paying dividends, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot of cash flow out of a stock market investment, but real estate pays you every month.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And that's why we do our show, you know, Real Estate Investing That Works, instant equity, as we call it. When you buy property at a favorable enough price, then basically you have instant equity the day you buy it, rather than hoping to get the best possible price when you're trying to sell something that you paid too much for. It just makes total sense. Heather, website, show, where do we find you?
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com.
All right. And you'll find a link in the show notes to this interview for Heather. And just go over to KeepMyID.org. Use the discount code FSN2 and you'll get a great value on it. And do it for the family. Do it for your spouse. Do it for yourself. Don't be a victim. Heather, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks.
Pleasure was mine. Make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.